God,
I thank you for this time that we can all get together and worship you. God, I ask that you would pour your grace out upon us as we try by your grace to remember the cross, to remember your goodness, the display of your mercy and your grace to us. God, please just bless tonight and help our hearts, make our hearts prepared to take the Lord's Supper. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be seated. This is a part of our service where we take the Lord's Supper together. And if you think back to the night that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he said to do this in remembrance of him. And so right now, I want to help you, I want to help me remember and go through some scriptures that remind us about who Jesus is, specifically that he is God. I'm not going to attempt to fully explain this, but I'm going to take us to a few passages in the book of John that do proclaim this. So as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper, listen to God's word and let it remind you about who it was that died for us. So, we'll begin in John 1:1, and I'll read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, imagine this with me, if you will. If you take your mind and you think back, way back before today, before Abraham and Isaac, before Adam and Eve, way back to Genesis 1:1. Where it said, in the beginning, God. And here in John 1:1, we see in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. There in the beginning, before creation, was God in all his glory, perfectly holy and perfectly just and righteous and good and infinite. And there in the beginning of creation was the Word. And John goes on in verses 2, and 3, he says, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So again, with this picture of creation in your mind, remember, in the beginning, God created everything that you see, all the stars in the galaxy, the universe, every grain of sand, all the dirt, the air, everything that we see was all created by the Word. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him was not made anything that has been made. So who was the Word? John 1:14 goes on to explain it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John MacArthur comments on this verse by saying, while Christ, as God, was uncreated and eternal, the Word became emphasizes Christ taking on humanity. This reality is surely the most profound ever because it indicates that the infinite became finite. The eternal was confined to time. The invisible became visible. The supernatural one reduced himself to the natural. In the incarnation, however, the Word did not cease to be God, but became God in human flesh, i.e., undiminished deity in human form as a man. Undiminished deity in human form as a man. This Word in John is Jesus Christ. The God who created all things became flesh and dwelt among us. Now with this image of God the Son in your minds, take that back with you to the Lord's Supper. And can you imagine this? In the upper room, the Word became flesh, standing with the disciples, constrained in a room, eating food and drinking things that he's created, saying to the disciples to do this in remembrance of him, And here we are doing it in remembrance of him. And what then happens to our God? Jesus was betrayed later that night and crucified the next day. And Isaiah 53 gives an account of it all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And because of his stripes, we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus, God's only Son, the God became flesh, the sinless one, bore the sin of all who would believe in him. Force your minds by God's grace to remember these things. He created the tree that made the wood that bore him up that day. The same word that was in the beginning with God and was God and created all things, including you and me, humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. So Christian, as we ponder these things, let's remember that it was God himself that died on that cross for our sins. No man could bear the wrath that I deserve. No man could bear the wrath that we deserve. The infinite wrath from a holy God could only be bore from an infinite and holy Jesus, our Lord and Savior. If you are here tonight, and by your own admission, you don't believe these things, just let the bread and juice pass you by. This is not to embarrass you, but this is to honor God who tells us in 1 Corinthians 11 not to take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. This would also include any believers here tonight who are in known unrepentant sin. Please repent and be right before God before taking the Lord's Supper. And you can read 1 John 1:9 to remind yourself about God's faithfulness to forgive and to cleanse when we confess. But know this, unbeliever, that this is truth. God's wrath towards you is great. God's wrath towards me was great. But he became flesh. God became flesh to take that wrath for us. And Romans 5:8 says that God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And later in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if you're here tonight and you don't believe that God became flesh, it's not too late. You can believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. You confess it with your mouth. You can repent, and God is gracious. And as we saw, God loves his love. And you can take the Lord's Supper with us tonight. So as the men come forward and pass out the elements, continue to remember on your own God's love towards us by becoming flesh and dying for us. And I'll come up when they're done, and I'll lead us, and we'll take it together. First Corinthians 11, verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Let's take the bread together." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink together.